This Father's Day, celebrate the one who's always been your rock with the gift of comfort from Minky Couture. Whether he's relaxing after a long day, watching the game, or sneaking in that well-earned nap, nothing says thank you like the luxury of a Minky blanket. Soft, stylish, strong, just like Dad. Visit MinkyCouture.com or stop by a store near you and give Dad the comfort he truly deserves. Minky Couture, because even heroes need to rest.
Meanwhile, bursts on in, goes to Jameson. Keaton Jameson, shot, scores! Keaton Jameson, blocker side on Isaac Poulter.
Welcome to Clan Chat, Aaron Murphy alongside Keaton Jameson, and it's bright and early in Manitoba on the family farm. And Keaton, just tell us a little bit about where you are right now and how the offseason's looking so far.
Yeah, I'm just at the family farm here, just got up a couple minutes ago. My dad has beef cattle, laying hens, and grains, so sometimes he can keep me busy on the farm, but mostly I've just been training and golfing a lot.
Yeah, I'd say that's hard work, isn't it? And we've got a couple of players over the last few years that have done some sort of off-season stints on the farm. I would imagine it keeps you in pretty good shape when your dad does put you to work.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, especially when you're fencing or moving bales around, but he's pretty good. If I want to go do stuff, he'll let me go. We got a lot of help on the farm, so it hasn't been too crazy bad.
And was your dad a player as well? Because obviously, if he's not putting you to work hardcore and he's letting you go train, he's obviously been instrumental in your hockey career along the way.
He didn't play much hockey when he was younger. He's kind of grew up on a farm and has kind of known that his whole life. But as far as letting me like go out and do stuff, he's been great for me and always supportive of my hockey career and knows that I have to put time in for training and skating and stuff. So, it's been fortunate that he allows me to go do my own thing.
Another guy who's obviously been very supportive of your hockey career is a man you know well, Mike Sorrent, who's now the assistant coach for the Glasgow Clan, was your head coach during your stint for the Manitoba Bisons. And obviously, it's great to have that sort of insider knowledge, the fact that you know Coach Sorrent, and he'll be behind your bench once again.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to playing under Mike again and having him as my coach. We have a great relationship. I played for him for 4 years, so he's an amazing coach and a great guy. I love working with him, so it'll be really nice to have that familiar face around the rink, and I'm excited to see him.
And you were one of his leaders, weren't you? I mean, I believe you wore the C under Coach Sorrent.
I did, yeah. I was fortunate enough to be our captain the last year there, and that was a great experience and was able to work with him a little bit more that season just because I had more responsibilities. So we have a good relationship. Yeah,
you couldn't say enough good things about you when head coach Corey Nielsen and he were talking about it. I had a few chats with them, and we were pretty excited to have Keaton Jameson on the back of what Coach Sorrent told us about yourself, both on and off the ice. For any of the Purple Army, your new fans here in Glasgow that haven't watched the clips or haven't looked you up online as of yet, I'm sure they will after this interview. But tell the Purple Army what your game is all about when you get over here and wear that purple jersey.
Sure. Yeah, I guess I'm a two-way centerman that can shut down any line, and I've had that responsibility over the last couple of years, and then try and generate offense with puck protection and just awareness and good vision, and I like to think I'm a good playmaker. I spent a lot of time on special teams when I was in the coast the last couple of years, a lot of power play and penalty kill time, and I take pride in being good at that, and have played center primarily the last couple of years, and I think faceoffs is obviously big when you're playing center, and I think that's one of my big strengths as well.
Yeah, music to our ears. Obviously, we talked recently to a couple of your new teammates who've signed in Glasgow about sort of like defensive zone faceoffs. Nick Perkusik was talking about his ability to win those defensive zone draws. So sometimes it's not always the big 40-goal stat that sticks out. It's the ability to be over 50% in the dot. Although you had a great season in the coast last year with Norfolk. I think you had 12 goals and 26 assists. So you chipped in a lot last year.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I felt that I had a bit of a slower start, but our whole team kind of picked it up midway through the season, and our team had a lot more success, and that just kind of led to personal success as well. So we would have liked to go a little bit further in playoffs. We in the second round, we won the first two games and then lost four straight. So that was kind of tough, but overall it was a good year, and we had a great group of guys. It was a lot of fun.
So from 2018 to 2022, you're playing for Coach Mike Sorrent at the University of Manitoba. You were the captain of the Bisons there in your last season, but you've also got some experience playing against Elite League opposition because you did a tour over this side of the pond with Coach Sorrent. And who did you play on that tour? I don't think it was the Clan, right?
No, we played Belfast twice, Manchester once, and Fife once. So it was about a 10-day trip, and we had those four games. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of good memories from that trip.
And what did you think about the level of hockey? And certainly now that you're kind of paying attention to the league, now that you're going to be a part of the league, talk a little bit about the Elite League and sort of the level that you expect.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be a good league. I've been watching the signings, and it looks like they're signing a lot of good players, and it continues to get better, it seems, every year. I also think it'll be a good hybrid between kind of the North American style and the European style, especially with some of the rinks not being Olympic size. And, you know, it'll be kind of an easier transition, I think, for me coming from North America, just to playing, I think, what will be a similar atmosphere and that same style of game that can, you know, get heavy and get a little bit physical at times.
Jameson, 2-on-1. Left wing side, Jameson finds the streaking Timofeev. Timofeev back door, scores!
When you had that tour against the Giants, who are, like, let's be honest, one of the top teams in the Elite League over the last decade, certainly a couple of years ago with the treble, and the Storm had a real good season last year. Fife made the playoffs. Did you have a couple of wins in that 10-day tour?
We did have we beat either Fife or Manchester. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Fife that we beat, and then we lost the other three games. I remember Belfast being really good. They had some like ex NHL players at the time, and those games weren't as close. But the Manchester and Fife games were close.
Yeah, we were joking with Coach Sorrent. You weren't on the team at the time, but he's been over here a few times with the Bisons, and he had a famous 7-1 victory over the Clan. So he's probably told you a little bit about the arena, the Brayhead Arena, and the Purple Army. Do you know much about the league and a lot about Glasgow? Or
I wouldn't say a lot. I mean, I've heard things about the city and good things. Obviously, I had a teammate this year that played in Glasgow, and he said the city is awesome, and the rink is a really nice facility. So, yeah, what I have heard has been really good, and that's part of the reason why I signed in Glasgow and why I'm excited to be there. So, yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah,
and so you know Mike Sorrent all to pieces. What do you know about Corey Nielsen? And certainly, were those easy conversations when Corey calls you and says, look, Mike Sorrent and I are talking about offering you a contract. Would you be willing to come over this side of the pond? Were those easy conversations with Coach Nielsen?
Yeah, it was pretty easy. I mean, I was excited to be in a nice city and in a nice facility. And then obviously having Mike there was kind of persuade me to sign as well. I mean, it'll be nice to have that familiar face there. And just with the other signings that Corey had been making, it looked like he's putting together a good team, and he's dedicated to, you know, being in a top contender team again. So that was part of the reason. And, you know, we had just a quick conversation, and I was pretty set on joining the Clan. So it was good.
You said your dad's pretty good about letting you get out to pro summer skate and playing a couple of rounds of golf. I assume that you know that the golf club golf courses are really good this side of the pond, and I assume that you've got designs on bringing your golf clubs over when you come to Scotland.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've been trying to figure out how I'm going to get my clubs over. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, that was another reason that I was excited. I mean, Scotland's the home of golf, right? So it'll be fun to play on all the courses out there. I know there's a bunch of nice ones.
A lot of your new teammates who will be their first time in the elite, they're excited about bringing the golf clubs, and some of the returnees, the likes of Robert Lakovich, will certainly be happy to play golf with you. I think last year a lot of the guys played golf, and I know that some of the returnees will definitely want to get to know you and get you out on the course. Is there anything else you like to do away from the rink, whether it be live music or exploring, like, you know, architecture and history? Because Glasgow's got a lot going on in that regard.
When I'm home for the summer, I spend a lot of time at the lake. We got a camp rep at our lake there, so I like doing that. But I am interested in, you know, I feel like whenever I go to a new city, I like to go find new restaurants and see different coffee shops. I'm a big coffee guy, so I like to go check out different areas. And if there's parks or something, I'll grab a coffee and walk around and check it out there. So I'm excited to do that.
Oh, you'll have no shortage of ability to do that in Scotland between that and the golf, and certainly hopefully winning lots of games in purple. You'll be busy. What's the rest of the summer look like? And you talk about your summer skates and your golf and your workouts. I mean, as a forward, as a guy who's played a lot of center, what do your workouts look like? Because I always find it fascinating when you talk to a defenseman, it's a little bit different than a goalie. So what are you going to be doing between now and the start of the season as far as your off-ice and your on-ice preparation?
Yeah, I think speed is always something that I try to focus on, speed and power. So when I'm in the gym training, I try and get into the gym 3 or 4 times a week and just work on that same thing every summer, re-getting the strength back, and then that usually turns into some speed and power. And then there's a group of us here that we do track twice a week as well, so a lot of jumping and sprints in that, and then we're skating 3 or 4 times a week as well, so... The skates can be, you know, some small area game stuff or more skill specific, but we got a good group of guys that play pro here, so it's nice to have that competition when we're on the ice. And yeah, it's been summer training's always fun. I love going to the rink and training with the guys and being able to just compete against each other kind of through the whole year. So yeah.
So from U Sports, including wearing the C 1 year in Manitoba, to 150-odd games in the East Coast League, is this the next step on the hockey journey for you? Did you always have designs on coming overseas, or was it a nice surprise when you get that, you know, contact with Sarant and Nielsen?
I was pretty set on going from North America to Europe or the UK, and yeah, it's been something that I've been looking forward to for a while. And yeah, I think it's the next step in my hockey journey, right? I think once you go overseas, there's so many different places you can see and like lots of countries and stuff. So I'm excited to just continue my hockey career and get to see a bunch of cities and all those experiences.
It's interesting because we've talked to Landon Beau, the new goalie. We've talked to Simon Desprez and some of the guys that have played in as high as a level as the NHL. And they all seem to be pretty excited about coming to the Elite League and coming, well, Desprez coming back, but coming over to Glasgow. And I think that the league over the last few years, you mentioned earlier, it seems to be getting better year on year. Some of the signings have been unbelievable. You look at a guy like Zach O'Brien signing in Cardiff. Some of the best players in the East Coast Hockey League are making the move. And so that must perk your ears up and go, wow, we're going to have a real good league, and it's going to be competitive. It's going to be tough to win trophies this year.
For sure. Yeah. And I played against Zach O'Brien. He's a great player. So yeah, like I kind of pay attention to the signings. And like you said, it's always guys that, you know, I played against in the coast. There's a tons of North Americans that are coming over and good players. And I think that'll continue to, the league will continue to get better and faster, quicker. So yeah, it's always good to hear.
Yolder in the offensive zone, shot, scores! Deflected by Keaton Jameson in front, and the Norfolk Admirals have scored 2 quick goals in this first period.
It's good that you've got that experience because you obviously played at SSC Arena in Belfast, which would be one of the best facilities in the entire league. I mean, it's as good as any sort of North American AHL or East Coast building for sure, state of the art. And then you've played in Manchester, which, no disrespect, is one of the smaller sort of low-key buildings, and you've played in Kirkcaldy, which is one of the oldest buildings in all of Scottish hockey. So you've seen sort of a top facility, and you've seen some of the older and smaller facilities with less sort of comfort, especially in the away dressing room. So you've kind of got a good idea that some new guys to the league won't already have, because you can't explain Kirkcaldy or Altrincham to someone who's not skated there. So you've got a real sort of benefit of seeing some of the nicest facilities and some of the smaller ones.
For sure. Yeah. And I think like it's always fun to play in a great atmosphere and a great facility. But the one thing that I have heard is that just the fans are so committed and excited to be there. Like even if you're in a smaller facility that if it's packed and the fans are passionate, then it feels like a lot more. Right. So that is one thing that I've heard and one thing that I'm excited about. It's obviously fun to play in an atmosphere where you can, you know, feel the fans and feel their presence there. And yeah, from what I've heard, that's usually the case in most of the arenas, even if they are smaller, like the Fifes or Manchester.
And certainly the arena, Brayhead Arena, is one of the better facilities. It's modern. It's nice. I don't know if Corey or Mike Sarant told you, but we redid dressing rooms and overhauled a lot of the building last year. So improvements being made by new ownership. And it's about 3-6 on a sellout night. So it's not the biggest building, but certainly not the smallest. It's right in the middle. And it's certainly in a great facility. It's in the shopping mall there. So you can go out and get your coffee. As you said, you love your coffee and have a wander around. But certainly, I think you'll enjoy Brayhead Arena. The fans are very vocal. It's a great atmosphere when things are going well, and they'll certainly let you know when things aren't going well. So I think you'll fit in nicely at Brayhead Arena.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's basically what I've heard from other people as well. So it's I don't mind fans being passionate. If they let us hear when we're not performing well, that's, you know, that's on us to play better. And obviously they'll be behind us when we're winning games, so that's exciting.
Yeah, and it's a cool building in Glasgow, and I'm obviously biased because I'm over there with you most weeks. I'm based in Dublin, Ireland, but I'm in Glasgow for most games, and Glasgow is one of the best cities on the circuit. So I think you'll enjoy Glasgow as well, whether it's live music. You talked about exploring new restaurants. I mean, there's a lot to be said for having those kind of amenities to keep you occupied on a day off, which I'm sure Corey will give you a day off once in a while, depending on how things are going. When you talked to Coach Corey Nielsen, a lot of your new teammates have said they really appreciated his candor, his vision for what he wants to accomplish this season on the ice, the culture he wants to establish. Was that also like a nice conversation to have? Because, I mean, look, coaches call and say, look, we want you there. This is what we want to do. We want to try and win a trophy or whatever a coach is going to say to you. But certainly I know Corey and Mike Sarant really see eye to eye on a lot of values that aren't necessarily hockey. So was there a nice conversation there with Corey about sort of the culture and establishing a new route going forward?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, our conversation was pretty quick. Like, but it was clear to me that he wanted to change the program and go from being back to one of those top teams. And he was completely committed to, if that meant building a whole new team or bringing in new imports, and you can see that he's basically done that. So that was another thing, is like he wants a high standard of people and he expects to win and expects to have success. So obviously I want to go to a team that's going to be in contention and is winning games. So he demonstrated that and was clear that he, you know, wasn't going to put up for the similar standard that a team that's losing games or isn't, you know, performing to up to par.
As we record this, we know that the Stanley Cup final went 7 games. Were you one of the people that were behind Canada's team because the Oilers were in the final, or are you a Winnipeg Jets guy and you couldn't? Because I know a lot of Toronto fans just couldn't bring themselves to cheer for the Oilers. We know that the Panthers won in game 7, of course, but were you watching the Stanley Cup and kind of cheering the Oilers on?
I was, yeah. It was hard not to, honestly. I mean, going around the streets, if you were anywhere, everybody was watching the games throughout the whole playoffs. So I am a Jets fan, but I mean, it was obviously nice to see Edmonton go on that run, and I was cheering for them. And it was fun to, you know, just see how crazy Alberta was in Edmonton. It looked like it was just madness there from game, you know, 4 and game 6. But yeah, obviously it would have been nice to see the Jets go a little bit further, but yeah.
But probably bittersweet as well. Were you a Paul Maurice fan when he was the head coach in Winnipeg? Of course, he did great things with the Winnipeg Jets. So were you happy to see him 30 years in pro hockey? I mean, anyone who thinks it's easy to win any trophy, whether it's the Elite League or the Stanley Cup, 30 years, Paul Maurice was chasing that moment to lift Lord Stanley.
Yeah, he's a great coach. And when he was in Winnipeg, like, he was just awesome to listen to, like, all of his press conferences. He's such an entertaining guy to listen to. I think he's a great coach, and even giving that shout out to Winnipeg after that, I think a lot of Manitoba people were just like taken back almost that he has so much respect for you know, what he did with the Jets. And yeah, I think a lot of the people in Manitoba are huge fans of Paul Maurice. And we actually had a presentation from him when we were in school there. Mike had him out to one of our fundraising events, and just listening to a talk, he has such an aura about him when he's speaking. He's awesome to listen to.
Yeah, and even his press conferences were a thing of legend throughout the Stanley Cup. Even when they let the Oilers back into it, if you will, 3-3 from being up 3-0, never seemed to panic. And so hard not to cheer for a guy like Paul Maurice and the Winnipeg connection for you in Manitoba. I know you're busy. You've just got up. You got your cup of coffee. It's probably a busy day on the farm, a busy day of training. Before we let you go to enjoy your day on the farm there, do you have a message for the Purple Army, for the fans that will certainly be out in droves to support you come this new season?
Yeah, I'm excited to be down there. I'm excited to get playing and looking forward to having you guys in the arena and cheering us on. It's going to be a good year. So, yeah, I can't wait to see everybody.
Well, Keaton, it's a pleasure to meet you here virtually, and I look forward to meeting you in the flesh come this new season. Keaton Jameson taking time out on Clan Chat. Enjoy the rest of your summer. If you need anything, let us know. And, again, we're delighted to have you in purple this coming season.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Delighted to sign.